Vermont's Climate Council just adopted a new climate action plan. It's a roadmap for how Vermont can cut climate warming pollution over the next 4 years. But the policies the plan recommends face a tough road ahead politically. And here to talk with us about all that is Vermont Public climate and environment reporter Abigail Giles. Hi, Abigail.
Hey, Mary.
If the desired result is Vermont cutting climate warming pollution over the next 4 years, what does this plan say about how we should accomplish that?
Yeah, it makes more than 250 recommendations for how to cut climate warming pollution and make Vermont more resilient to climate-fueled natural disasters. One of those is for Vermont to join something called a cap and invest program, something lawmakers would have to sign off on. Basically, we'd team up with either New York or a coalition called the Western Climate Initiative, which includes Quebec, and we'd impose a fee on all fossil fuels that come into the state. Then we'd use that money to give people rebates and to help them buy things like electric cars and cold climate heat pumps. So that's just one of the ideas in the plan.
Well, someone or something has to foot the bill for this work to occur. Is there funding, and how has that changed in recent years?
The last time Vermont rolled out a plan like this was 4 years ago, and that was during a truly historic period of federal spending to fight climate change. Vermont got hundreds of millions of dollars to do this work, but a lot of that money is drying up or faces an uncertain future. On top of that, other state programs are in a similar boat, so there's fierce competition for funds right now. Switching away from fossil fuels money up front, but it leaves people over time. Funding the switch is the challenge. At the same time, Vermonters right now spend about $2 billion on fossil fuels every year. That's about as much as we spend on K-12 education. So the status quo isn't cheap either.
Many people have big feelings about this work. What are you hearing them say about whether all of this is feasible?
Certainly, you have environmentalists and climate scientists saying this is the moment for states to lead the way on climate action. Vermont has seen 62 federally declared natural disasters since the 1950s, and half were in the last 15 years alone. They're definitely getting more frequent and severe because humans keep burning fossil fuels. Meanwhile, the federal government is doubling down on our commitment to oil and gas as a country. But other people, many in the Scott administration and some lawmakers, they say Vermont should focus on smaller climate goals for the next few years. Here's Representative Kathleen James, who chairs the House committee that deals with energy policy.
Rushing forward into the void to try to enact policies that have no federal funding stream, that push Vermont beyond what Vermonters, you know, can afford to pay, I just don't think that's a winning strategy.
I understand the state is in this tough spot, cutting pollution, but also looming deadlines to do it under the law, right? How are we going to do all that?
Yeah, it's a great question, Mary. Vermont did commit by law to cutting emissions dramatically by 2050 with a few big deadlines along the way. Best data says we sailed past our first deadline this past January. At least one environmental group has already sued the state over this. So we're truly in a bind. We're legally obligated to do more to cut emissions, but the federal government is cutting states off at the knees when it comes to funding. So the question is, what's feasible? Some people hope a market solution like the cap and invest model could help fund this work. Others say for now, we just have to hold the line.
That's Vermont Public climate and environment reporter Abigail Giles. Thanks so much, Abigail.
Thanks, Mary.